I'm even recording today, Zoe. You don't need to say the thing. I've got it. Here we go. You ready?
Recording in progress.
One less thing for Zoe to have to do today.
Yay.
Thank you, Zoom call, artificial intelligence voice. There's my buddy Zoe Thorne drinking out of an Algonquin College mug today. You're just a little bit excited. See, most people in broadcasting, we get excited when we, you know, get to, like a Chum FM or a CFOX Vancouver or a satellite radio station. Zoe's on cloud nine because we have made it back to college radio.
Yeah, I'm going back to college. Woo!
You're going back to college. So's Grandpa.
Thankfully, I won't have to tell my parents that it's as a student and their money did not go to waste.
Right? But, hi, Dad. I need tuition.
Again.
Right.
I'm super pumped.
You got a lovely text message from Dan Mellon, who heads up the broadcasting program at Algonquin College, inviting you and I to fill some programming airtime that they've got this summer. So the radio station at Algonquin College, which is there for the radio program, during the school year, the students are on it. That's, I guess, where you first went on the air, was at CKDJ.
Yes, and the year that I was there was when we then changed over and petitioned the CRTC to become a community radio station.
That's really cool. So yeah, we'll be filling the airtime because it stays on the air all year long. So summertime, they're looking for stuff. Howie Mooney, who is a very well-known sports enthusiast, he and his brother Dan have done shows on Cable 22. Howie's got a couple of books out. He's got a podcast called The Sports Lunatic Show. That's on there. So we'll be joining that as well. Weekday afternoons from 5 until 6. It's not a very strong signal, though. It's mostly the west end of the city that can get CKDJ.
Yes, I believe so. I should try to see if I can get it here at my house.
It kind of fades in and out for me, and it depends on the radio too. Like the one in the truck, no problem. In the house, it's kind of touch and go. Anyway, if you're hanging around Baseline Station waiting and waiting and waiting for your bus, let us entertain you. CKDJ 107.9 FM. Like I said, weekdays from 5 until 6. And a reminder, Zoe and I doing a live on location on blasttheradio.com this Wednesday morning. We got to get up so early. Oh my God.
I know. I'm so excited.
I was speaking with Kathy McCumber, who is a high school friend of mine. It's the first time we've had a conversation since high school. It was so great to get caught up. But she does communications, etc., for the Queensway Carleton Hospital. So next week is Nurses Week, and they want to do as much as they can to really celebrate nurses, especially now that we're, I think, officially on the other side of the whole COVID thing. And they made so many sacrifices, etc. So they want to do a little celebration of nurses, especially on Wednesday morning. So the CEO of the hospital is going to be part of that. We're going to be there as well with music, and we're going to do some stuff on Jeff Michaels will be on the radio. We'll do some cut-ins and stuff. But we look forward to celebrating the nurses Wednesday. We'll be near the parking garage, I'm told. So if you're in that neck of the woods and you want to pop by and see us, we would love to see you as well. So that's Wednesday from 6:30 a.m. till 8:15 a.m. with Zoe and the Milkman. This is Yow. It's your Ottawa webcast.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. Today, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 19 degrees. At night, fog patches may develop. Be careful if you have to be on the road in the dark. A low of 8 degrees at night. Friday morning, lots of clouds with some sun. Catch me again tomorrow for Finn's Friday Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
For the first time in history, your friend, the Milkman, is about to celebrate a Leafs fan. And furthermore, your friend, the Milkman, is about to celebrate the Toronto Maple Leafs themselves. This is such a great story.
Are you sick? Are you okay? What's
up? I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay.
Imagine being a Leafs fan, living in Sweden, and miraculously, you score yourself tickets to see the Leafs, which is a challenge at the best of times. Playoff tickets, damn near impossible. Well, this guy in Sweden, his name is Johan. He scored two tickets to see his Leafs in the playoffs, grabs a flight, flies from Sweden all the way to North America. There he is on Tuesday, all excited about the game, and then realizes he's in Toronto. The game that night is in Boston.
Oh, no.
Poor guy.
I almost just did that recently because we usually, me and Mr. Handsome, go to a Jays game because he's a huge, and I am, a huge Jays fan. And I was looking for usually around the time of the year that we go, because the schedule is completely out at this point. And I was like, oh, we could see them on this day or this day or this. And then I was like, oh, nope, that says Los Angeles. That says this day. That says, and so there was only a couple I could pick from where they were actually in Toronto.
Sports teams make it very confusing these days. And not just sports teams, but I find sports websites in general. It used to be like there was a notation to tell you who was home, who was away. There'd be like an at. But I noticed that CFL, NHL, Major League Baseball, most major sporting events now, well, a sports fan knows who's home. I don't know who's home. Anyway, it can get confusing, so you can kind of excuse this. Yeah. Anyway, poor guy gets to Toronto, like I said. The game's actually in Boston, so what's he going to do? Well, he joined the fans, of course, at Maple Leaf Square. They've got a massive screen there. The Leafs brought him on stage. Gave him the mic for a little bit. He got to tell his story about how he became a Leafs fan. Of course, huge applause from the crowd. And the Toronto Maple Leafs stepped up. They gave him a signed jersey. His favorite Maple Leaf in history. His fellow Swede, Mats Sundin.
Oh, yay. Go Johan. I'm so glad the story worked out.
Look at me. Now, my hope is, for this guy's sake, I mean, if you flew all that way, I hope they can squeeze him into the game tonight. Well, the big boycott of Loblaws is on, and yesterday I got tired of it. So on my Facebook, I asked people to ignore the whole boycott banter, and instead, let's be proactive. Tell me about a great local business, a local business, and also tell me why you love them. I am so excited, Zoe. I got over 300 responses to that.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing. I'm so, like, of course, happy that people responded, but that there's so many people that have such a fondness for a certain local business, you know, because I thought when you asked the question that you were just talking about grocery stores, and I was like, well, I already told him, like, the Hindenburg Marché. I love that little grocery store by my house. It's so cute. It feels like small town vibes in a big city.
See, that's awesome. And people don't hear enough about that.
Yeah, people, I guess, responded with all sorts of things.
And that's what's been great about it. I was introduced, and I'm going to share some of this. Obviously, we can't do 300. So Donald says one of his favorite local businesses, Giant Tiger on Wellington Street. And yes, Giant Tiger is a local business. Their first store ever is the one on George Street. He says, I'm not the owner of that store, but boy, do they have great staff and service. That's the Giant Tiger on Wellington Street.
Oh, that's just down the road from me.
Jay says, we absolutely love Kitchissippi Brewery in Bell's Corners. I've heard nothing but great things. Great beer and snacks, two local food trucks in the beer garden, lots of community events, and they are very inclusive for some good West End eats that are locally owned spots. She and her hubby love Lil Negril in Centerpoint. Mexico Cabana Food Truck. Now, that used to be near me at Bank and Walkley. I never got a chance to go to it, but there it is in Bell's Corners now.
Okay. So I was going to say, I've never heard of that food truck before.
No. So. Oh, I've heard nothing but good things.
Should we start a food truck app?
Yes.
Yes.
Shut up.
Favorite Ottawa food trucks? Oh, my God.
I used to do a podcast for Leanne Lang. I used to do the technical side of that. And Leanne, before she would show up in my house, would always stop at Mexico Cabana Food Truck. She raved
That's
about
awesome.
That thing. Yeah, so I've known about it for years. I've never been. Bella's Boys, Italian Food on Greenbank, and Fitz's Barbecue also on Greenbank. That's an awesome spot.
Oh, Fitz is a buddy of my mom's side of family, as well as Mr. Handsome, too. So, hi, Fitz. Glad you're on the podcast.
Hey, Fitz. I don't know you, but what up? All right. Johnny says, Joe Mama Cycles. Johnny says he's always supported me in my shop. Johnny runs Canadian Gears in Carlton Place. He's a one-owner small business who works hard to give his clients the best and great deals. He also donates lots of his work and time and travel to several causes in Carlton Place and in Ottawa. You need a bicycle. Joe Mama is the guy to see. I love this.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah.
All right. Jennifer says Sushi 29 in Blackburn Hamlet. Amazing and generous.
Oh, well, I'll have to go check that place out.
Elaine is in Barrhaven. She says, Strawberry Blonde Bakery. We've talked about them before, I think with our friend Chris Father Gilbrown, local foodie. Mm-hmm. She says, they have two locations in Ottawa catering to people like me with food allergies and intolerances. I'm unable to eat a lot of things, especially baked goods, due to my tree nut allergy. But with Strawberry Blonde Bakery, I can indulge and I know I'll be safe. Cannot say enough good things about them. Rob says, no forks given. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
191 Somerset Street East. Nancy, with a vote for Kitty Cobbler in Stittsville. A few years back, when I first launched the radio station, I did a Christmas tour of great local businesses, and Kitty Cobbler in Stittsville was one of the businesses we did a live broadcast from. Ivy, thank you for introducing us to Holly Confections. They are in Barrhaven. She says they are the best donuts ever. I'm going to say this wrong. Patati Patata. No, I said it right. Patati Patata, Stephanie says. It's a chip stand in Plantagenet. Best poutine she's ever had in her life. Ooh.
Oh, well, that's an advertisement if I've ever heard one.
And we'll give you one more again. Over 300 responses. Great local businesses and why you love them. Grace says, Bread and Sons on Bank Street. Friendly service, delicious baked goods, plus lots of vegetarian options. Thank you for your responses. Yow, your Ottawa webcast, yowshow.ca.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Do you make a point to empower others? Share your skills and insights to help others grow. You can engage in mentoring, offering constructive feedback, as well as supporting your peers or community members with your expertise. These are all powerful ways to boost your own sense of empowerment. This not only strengthens your social bonds, but also reinforces your own knowledge and self-worth as you see the positive impact of your actions. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
Question for you, Zoe.
Yeah, what's up?
Thursday night, what you watching?
I'm going to like wrap myself out here, but I just noticed that on Disney Plus, right before I probably will end up losing it because it's not my account.
Zoe.
They just added all of the Twilight series.
Uh-huh. You got to binge those before they're gone.
I've been binging it all day.
All day.
I did all of my reality garbage and now I'm on to Twilight.
Oh, Zoe.
I need help.
Okay, well, if you're not stealing one of your apps, perhaps you're paying for Netflix. Here are some options for you. Mm-hmm. Netflix has a brand new series debuting today. It's called A Man in Full. So the storyline is this. A real estate mogul named Charlie Croker, his imminent downfall stokes a feeding frenzy for his crumbs. Dun, dun, dun. So that is A Man in Full, new today on Netflix. New movie on Netflix as well called Beautiful Rebel. It is the story of one of Italy's greatest rock stars, Gianni Nannini, who chased her dream despite obstacles from her family and the music industry itself. So both of those are on Netflix. What you watching on Prime? Brand new movie called The Idea of You. A 40-year-old single mom begins a whirlwind romance with the 24-year-old frontman of a popular boy band, MILF.
Oh, there you go. I see that ending well.
And your late night talk shows tonight are actually all really, really good. Jimmy Kimmel has John Mulaney and Stevie Wonder. Lose my mind for Stevie Wonder. I can't wait.
Well, I last night watched the David Letterman sat down, like my next guest.
Yes.
John Mulaney. And it was a fantastic interview.
Did you also see David Letterman posted a video, I want to say Tuesday? David's 77 now. Climbing a rock wall. Amazing.
I did not see that, but like, good for him.
You got to Google that. It's incredible. It's on the David Letterman page, actually, on Facebook. Make it really easy for you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think Letterman is better. Like, I miss his show a lot, but I think he's better as an interviewer these days. I love where he's at. Jimmy Fallon tonight, Kate Hudson, Chrissy Teigen, and John Legend. Mm. Chrissy and John ever seen not together?
I was going to say, like, oh, okay, well, I guess if Chrissy's there, then John's there. Like, don't have one without the other anymore, I guess.
There's joined at the hip, and then there's Chrissy and John. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
But good for them. I'm glad they love spending so much time together.
And tonight on Stephen Colbert, Laura Coates and John Leguizamo. There you go. That is what y'all watching for a Thursday.
We've got three headlines that you didn't realize you needed in your life, but now you do. John?
Mm-hmm. You do need these headlines. This is important stuff. Beginning with this, our good friend, our bestie on the podcast, one Taylor Swift.
Our TFF.
Oh, I like that. Yes. Taylor doesn't know she's our TFF, but yeah, every time we mention Taylor on the show, our numbers skyrocket. Well, Taylor and Travis, of course, have been in Las Vegas with the Mahomes. They were spotted at the Easy's Cocktail Lounge, which is inside Aria Resort and Casino. And the internet has been abuzz because Taylor, pretty much the entire time, had a really fancy drink in her hand. And people are wondering, what's Taylor drinking? Well,
oh, I want to know.
Well, we here on Yow, your Ottawa webcast, we are connected to some very cool people, and they have let us know exactly what it is she's drinking.
Mm.
It's called the Tay-tini.
Mm.
Now, if you are Easy's and Taylor Swift orders a cocktail at your bar and you don't make that cocktail, you do now, and you add it to your menu really quick. So if you're on your way to Vegas, drop into Easy's Cocktail Lounge at Aria and order yourself a Tay-tini. It's real simple, actually. It's her own unique twist on a Cosmo.
Oh.
So, she's using lemon instead of lime juice and a splash of peach schnapps.
Simple. Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah.
I feel like this will then become like the drink of the summer. Everyone will be drinking Tay-tinis on their patios.
Well, as we discussed this week, I'm not even going to mention it by name anymore, but I have ditched the drink that I was renowned for supporting. I may consider that girly as it may be. Don't care. Sounds good.
Let's raise a glass of Tay-tini.
Yeah. Every little kid goes to mom and dad at some point and says, there's a monster under my bed. I'm sure you did that. I've done that. People listening right now, your kids did that. Your grandkids do that. Well, a three-year-old girl in North Carolina has been telling her parents for weeks now that she could hear a monster in the walls of her bedroom. Her parents, of course, chalked it up to her imagination, especially since the whole family watched Monsters, Inc. recently.
Ah, well, that's fair.
Well, the daughter, whose name is Sailor, persisted. She's hearing monsters in her wall. The other day, mom put two and two together. Mom was outside and noticed bees flying in and out of the attic. Called a beekeeper. Beekeeper just removed more than 65,000 bees, over 100 pounds of honeycomb from inside the walls of this young lady's bedroom.
Oh my goodness. I wonder when like a beekeeper walks into a situation and is like, nope, you're screwed, and then just leaves. Because they're like, even I'm not putting myself in that. Like,
left them with a bill of $20,000, by the way, after ripping open the walls to get to it. Mm-hmm. And we'll leave you with this. Google, if you use Google Meets at work, last year they added emojis. Kind of fun, right? You're on a boring meeting, you can put a yawn emoji, etc. Ha ha ha.
And
cute.
Get fired?
I suppose you need to be careful. Well, apparently, Google is adding what are called audio emojis as we speak. So if you look in the overflow menu, provided you've got the latest update, you might find six of these audio emojis already. There's the clapping sound effect, the laughing sound effect, a party sound effect because, you know, somebody's birthday, celebrating a promotion, etc. The crying audio emoji is that wah, wah, sad trombone. Oh. Somebody cracks a joke, you get the drum. And yes, everybody's favorite emoji now has an audio emoji, Zoe. Guess what emoji we're talking about?
God, I hope it's not the yawn one.
No, it's the poop emoji.
Of course it does.
How unfortunate would it be to work with someone, though, who's so immature that they just could not stop pushing the poop emoji audio thing? Would that not be annoying?
I have no idea the kind of circumstance that this person would be in.
There's good news in that department. Once you push the audio emoji, it doesn't come back around. You're not allowed to use it again for 2 or 3 minutes. Google has yet to officially announce this feature. However, the photos and the images of this, like I said, in the overflow menu have already started making the rounds on social media. Not many news nuggets this week, and news nuggets, if you're new to the show, are just the headlines, basically. Local news, by and large, and it's been a quiet week. I noticed earlier today there was an apartment fire. Donald and St. Laurent, and emergency crews there, and of course, you know, couldn't get through that area. Apartment fires
are
scary.
Hopefully everyone's okay.
Yeah,
everyone's all right, yeah.
And the other story, I don't know why people are not learning, because we got photo radar now, and I'm sure, you've seen friends posting pictures of their tickets, or maybe you've got one yourself. And it seems like every second or third day, this is headline news, but a guy I'm assuming a guy. I don't know why I'm assuming a guy. Well, I know why I'm assuming a guy. I'm a guy, and this is just the stupid stuff that guys do. 199 kilometers an hour on the Queensway.
Oh, wow. 199. Well, you're definitely having your car impounded and your license suspended for a little while, for sure, for that speed.
I'm glad you said that, because every single time, you know, the OPP posts that, the Ottawa police post that, someone posts that, that's not enough. The punishment needs to be more severe. Well, okay. So your license is suspended for 2 weeks. Your car is impounded for a month, I think.
Which
I may
is
have
costly.
Yeah. You ever dealt with an impound lot? Oh, that's good times. They charge whatever they want.
Oh, yeah.
To keep your car.
It's like the Wild West.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there's that. You want your car back?
And you're without your car.
Deal.
And yes, there's a speeding fine, but then you have to go to court.
Which also is a lot of time and money.
Uh-huh. And the judge has all kinds of options that they can sentence you to. And then once you're sentenced and found guilty, do you know how fun it is to try and find insurance? Twice the speed limit on the Queensway. Come on. There's a track at Calabogie. Go there.
Yeah, because they'll tell you to, like, plead guilty or not and stuff. And if you don't, like, it could get a lot worse very quickly.
Yeah. But the fun news, you know, then you can be like Donald Trump and just go to court and fart all day. Any excuse to play that?
Yeah, I know.
It was there. It was just
almost over.
It was there. I couldn't resist it. Yeah, I'm a child.
It's going to be there for a while. It's your board, not mine.
She is Zoe. I am the Milkman. This is Yao, your Ottawa webcast. If you don't know how to download a podcast, I had this conversation with somebody yesterday because she was, you know, asking about our thoughts on the Loblaws boycott. And I said, oh, you didn't hear the show today. She said, oh, I can't listen. I'm at work. I said, well, we do a podcast. She says, I just told you. I can't listen. I'm at work. Podcast. This is not what it means. This is not the actual definition, but this is how I define it. Pod. Portable. On demand. You can listen anytime. Just go to Spotify. Look for Yao, your Ottawa webcast. Apple Podcasts has us. The Blast of the Radio app has us. Or it's really easy, isn't it, Zoe? Just go to our website. yaoshow.ca. Click any episode and hit the play button. There we are.
So if you can't tune in to listen to us live, of course, share and like with all your friends. If you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.